What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge All-Stars.
We're going to discuss that heated deliberation, an epic elimination, and a challenge that seems straight out of an action movie.
Yep, and we will be interviewing a challenge legend and a podcast legend as well, Challenge Mania's own Derek Kaczynski.
We're going to try and get some podcast tips out of him because we actually may need some.
Yeah,
and honestly, we also may need some tips for scaling the side of a moving truck.
Listen, I can't wait to get into it, Anissa, so let's just start. All right, Anissa, it is your favorite part of the podcast. I know it is. Don't lie to me.
Never has been.
It is that 22-second recap in honor of the 22 badass challengers that came back to come and play on All-Stars. So, Anissa, because you're the All-Star, you're going first. Are you ready?
I would like to go first because I'm a lady, but I'll choose an All-Star.
Okay.
It's fine, too.
You ready?
Not at all. I don't even know what we did. Got it.
3, 2, 1, go.
We end up going to the challenge. It's like a scene out of Mad Max, lots and lots and lots of dust. We go on a truck. I get to the eighth thing. Hasela gets to the third. So I'm like, okay, fine. I don't really need to go any further because here's where it stops. And it means I'm not last. Then all the guys go. Mark ends up winning, and he's automatically in the final, and so is Kellyanne. And those are words I wanted to hear, but I didn't get to hear them. And then we go to deliberation, which kind of gets all wonky and weird, even though everyone wanted to vote Nehemiah in the first place, and then I couldn't vote in yes because looking a man in his eyes is really a true test of you can actually vote them in.
That was good.
I don't care. I had to get that last. You know, you just got to get the last bit in.
You got it.
It's like an argument. Let me turn on my light.
All right. Should I go?
Yes, Tori. Sorry, I thought it was just me because I have such fear of this portion that I totally forget you're here. All right.
Wow.
So, Tori, now it's your... Not totally forget you're here. I'm just so immersed in my own fear that I forget what we're doing.
Okay.
Now it's Tori's time.
Okay.
Tori time. Tori time bomb.
Okay.
Yeah. 22 seconds, Tori.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Well, I was trying to think about the episode, and then Anissa told me she forgot I was here, and so I started to get a little insecure that maybe she thinks she hosts this podcast on her own, but apparently I am here, so I'm going to continue doing this time bomb. Yes, that's right. The deliberation was absolutely insane. I couldn't really figure out what was going on. Everybody was saying each other's names, and then ultimately Nehemiah got voted in. He goes into the elimination, and he picks Kendall. But before we get to that part, everyone's drinking at the bar, and we saw Big Easy going up at Nehemiah. He's like, you want me to take you out again? You want me to take you out twice? You stole it. 22 seconds, done.
He actually was like, you want breakfast? What kind of juice box you want? What kind of juicy juice do you want?
That was amazing when he did that.
That may have been my dirtiest deed there.
That part?
Like, yo, you want me to make you breakfast? What kind of juice you want? You want pulp in your orange juice? You want regular orange juice?
Yeah.
You want Capri Sun? No, son.
I want to give you the dirtiest deed just because I want to see you get triggered right now. The dirtiest deed goes to Anissa because I actually really know what you did that was so dirty, but apparently it caused a big ruckus between you, Hasela, and Jemmy.
Jemmy had no parts in that, actually.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with Jemmy. I think she fueled it a bit, but it was more about me and Hasela playing two completely different games and me, you know, trying to get in a final finally and trying to do whatever I needed to do to help me sleep at night.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you got to play your own game in a house. It's fun to play with friends until you hit a
point. And what happened?
Yeah.
I end up in the final.
Yeah, so you're good. And so did she. So it all.
And so does she.
Yeah, it all works out.
My thing is, we could fret about what could have happened but didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But that wouldn't serve us.
100%.
Like, what does that do for us as friends? What does that do?
Right.
If we just constantly worry about all the things that could have happened, but like, oh, Tori, we could have gotten a fight and never became friends. Well, we actually did become friends, and I love you, and I'm grateful for you.
Yeah, same.
I'm not going to think about all the bad shit, even though I like to bring it up sometimes just to make you feel bad a little bit, and then we hug it out.
Yeah, and then you tell me that you think you're hosting this podcast by yourself.
That's not what I meant. See, this is, I feel like I'm just misunderstood sometimes. Like, my mouth goes faster than my brain, or there's like so much in my brain, it's hard to sort out. What I meant is, I don't like time bomb when I have to do something in a very short amount of time. I like to take my time with shit.
Okay.
Litarian.
Okay.
Ooh. I like to get Romy in slow mo, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh my God, Anissa. I'm getting
under boob sweat.
I always
right now,
know so you're here. I always know you're here. Okay, because, well, listen. One, I can see you, but two, I know I'm doing this.
This isn't even about me, though. Let's talk about the play of the day, and then we're going to have an amazing guest on for the rest of this podcast because Derek Kaczynski's a podcast pro, so why not talk to him about everything? But before we get there, what's the play of the day, Anissa?
Mark slamming that last ball.
Yeah.
And having enough time to flex on everybody.
He flexed.
Like almost 50 and flexing.
He flexed so hard. It was amazing.
He did. Yeah. I mean, that body. Like, and it's not just genetics. I mean, I've seen Papa Long, mm-hmm. you know, and he's in great shape. His mm-hmm. parents are so beautiful. But shout out to Mark's parents. Big fans of the show. Love them. They're mm-hmm. adorable. Mm-hmm. But Mark Long has always been in phenomenal shape. And it just goes to show you that, you know, you can still be a badass at almost 50.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And stunt on everybody.
Yeah, he killed
and
that.
And have time to flex at the end.
He killed that. He's got that. He's got Hercules strength, and he is awesome to watch on the show. So, yeah, I'm going to give him play of the day, too. And then, you know, he gets that big W right before he goes into the final, which is so cool. Like, he probably is feeling so high right now.
I mean, I think he would have made the final, you know, regardless.
Right.
And he does add, like, this very Mark thing to the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's very unique to just Mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's likable. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone who hates him.
Yeah.
It's seldom that he dislikes anyone. You know, he's a good judge of character. He's even-tempered. He knows all the R&B songs from the 90s. He loves to sing them. He's just a fun guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I think it was, you know, well-deserved. And I think it was the perfect, almost like ending to the chat, like right before the final.
Absolutely. Yeah. Shout out to Mark. Giving you some love, man. Thinking about you today. Anissa's thinking about you. She thinks about you often.
I'm always
actually.
Thinking about you, Mark.
She tells me, she texts me in the middle of the night. She say, Tori, I'm thinking about Mark right. again. I said, okay, Anissa, thanks for telling me, girl.
just because of the experience, Mark.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I mean, you're a beautiful man and everything. Shout out to your girlfriend. She's a hot one, too.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, shout out to them. Let's also give a shout out to our boy, Derek Kaczynski, because he is coming on this episode. We're going to talk to him about literally everything.
Everything under the sun, including, but not limited to, the ribcage pass challenge with the moving truck, the deliberation, the elimination, and everything in between.
Absolutely. Let's dive right into it, because he's got a lot to say. All right, everybody, we are coming up to my favorite portion of this podcast, and that is where we get to interview one of the all-stars, and right now, we have Mr. 11 Seasons of the Challenge, Mr. 1-3 Seasons, talking about the Inferno 3, the Island, and the Ruins. He's the host of the Challenge Mania podcast. He was on my first final that I ever made it to in Dirty 30. He flew in with me and Anissa as mercenaries. It's Mr. Derek Kaczynski. Derek, welcome to the motherfucking podcast.
Yeah, we do have a history.
He's also my friend. my friend.
Yeah, stop trying to steal me, Victory.
Shit. Oh, he's dropping government names. Derek Kaczynski. Are you welcome, dude?
Derek Paul. It's Derek Paul Kaczynski.
Patricia Deal.
Patricia Deal. Thank you so much for the warm welcoming. It is an honor to be on the official Challenge podcast. Congratulations to you guys. Keep killing it.
Thank you.
Listen, it's been a pleasure, you know, having these adventures with you guys. I'm excited to talk about this one.
This episode was nuts. And I love how Derek pulled up. Like, obviously, people don't know this. We screened the episode together. He pulls out his notepad, starts taking notes, and he's like, oh, I got questions for you. Anissa's like, Derek,
this is not your podcast. Like, when I come on yours, I answer every question. There's no question that goes too far. I've known Derek since I was, like, 24. I love him. There's no question I won't answer. But when you come here to our home in our luxury suite,
yeah,
you have to like tone it down with your questions. Like,
I'm okay with Derek asking some questions. He was there,
just some.
I, I'll be honest. I want you girls to take the lead. Like, I don't want to be here looking through all my notes and making sure I get to every single bullet point here. But
yeah,
it's
because we won't make it to our bullet point. I'm just gonna freestyle this one.
Yeah, we'll just get to Anissa and Hisella sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love,
you know,
then comes prison, then comes the baby in the baby carriage.
Yeah,
you had that ready. Uh-huh. Once again, this is, we're going to ask the questions.
One bullet point. That's all I wanted to do. Just get one bullet point out.
That was a bullet song. All right. Derek, the last time we saw you, you were on what? What was it? Was it Dirty 30?
Yo, yeah. She just said it. All three of us. Dirty 30.
Yeah, but
Vendettas.
I mean, like, actual, like, whole entire challenge. And now you come back, and the first season that you're coming back on is All Stars. How did that feel?
You know, it felt like a breath of fresh air. It felt like I was going to play a game with a bunch of like my friends, where like I could be myself, and like we've done all these stupid things together. Like me doing something dumb is like normal to you guys, and you guys can laugh at it, and I can watch you guys, and you know, you'll play kissy face with Letarian right in front of me, and it's okay, you know.
Ooh. Wow, see, here we go again, Derek. You, we're talking about you.
Pull
you
me
know
back
I get uncomfortable.
In. Pull me back yes. in. Pull me back in.
I will put you back in the womb if you keep fucking talking like that.
But it really felt like old school. Like it felt like I was doing my first challenge all over again, and I just didn't give a fuck. Like, I just wanted to have fun and compete. And we were all doing it the same way. It wasn't like, you know, we were all these like, you know, superior athletes. We're all like relatively like the same age, a little bit older. Competitions are still pretty hardcore, and we can all, you know, for the most part hang. But like, it was really the most fun challenge I've ever had And I brought it. I felt like that's what we needed to do. And I feel like that's what the audience kind of loves about this whole thing. And Tori, you can speak for it. Like, you're part of the new school. And some of the information I was getting from Jemmy was like someone that's partied with and hung out with and done challenges with like new school and old school. And she's like, it's like night and day. So I'm curious to see, like, Tori, what do you think of seeing all these all-stars or people if you've watched back in the day together?
It's amazing. Honestly, I've been trying to get on All-Stars, and I'm so happy Jemmy said my name, because, like, damn, the entire season I've been like, damn, I just want to be on OGs. And then I was, yo, when Jemmy name dropped me. So I was happy about that. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. Listen, I love watching it. I think you guys are so nostalgic, number one. The history is just so deep. It's the reason why everybody loves the challenge. Like, you guys are the reason it is what it is today. And the energy is so dope, because so many of you guys come on there and are just so upfront and so blunt. Like, this last episode that we watched was kind of the first time where things started to get tangled and people started to like do their own thing. But a lot of it was like about integrity, and a lot of people were like, nope, I'm here to play, which I really enjoyed. But this episode, this time, like this one was fun to watch, because people started to get a little bit different. Like, Derek, how did you feel watching this one?
Well, I thought this was a really cool episode. I felt like I was watching like four different movies. Like, I felt like there's like four or five different movies in this happening. And I just felt like, the first of all, doing any type of obstacle or wrestling match on a moving truck is like the most phenomenal thing any lunatic could ever think of and aspire to do. And then we got to do that. I was jealous when I saw you guys do it on, I think it was Double Agents.
Yeah.
You guys did the wrestling on top of the trucks. I was like, give me that. But we get the next best thing, obstacle course on the side of the truck. And so that right there was really cool. And I like the way, you know, kind of the story unfolded. I like seeing myself have fun on these shows. Like, I had fun. Mm-hmm. Isn't it different? Like, you tell me, is it different seeing like the older fellas or the old school generation talk shit to each other? I love that. I feel like I'm on the basketball court, like on a Saturday morning, just talking shit with the fellas. And if it gets a little pipey and there's a push or a shove or there's a hard foul, like, it's okay. Like, I don't know if it's the same way with the new school. Like, it's like cutthroat, dirty. Alfred, yeah. Like, yeah. I could play.
You can't even step on a toe. They'll be like, no. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You stepped on my toe?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, you
get... She looked at me weird. Like, grow up.
Yeah, for sure. I got, like, you know, exiled last season because people said I wasn't friendly enough. I'm like, I'm not going to be nice to you if I think I'm going to say your name. Like, I don't want to be fake. So I think, like, the integrity in the game is very different. A lot of people play snaky. A lot of people play dirty in this new school era. And that's why watching you guys play now, I'm like, damn. Like, I want to be older now. I want to go yeah, but on the Tori, show.
Tori, I think that eventually if you're going to play the game, like, you may have to say people's names. So you might as well. I think with us, like, we know, like, the old school people, like, we may have to say each other's names. So why not? Be cool with everybody, you know, like, yeah. Why not? Let's all have a good time. Cause
yeah,
I'm like, you can have a friendship without,
yeah,
and still be able to play the game to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you and I get to the final, like, may the best woman win, you know, I'm not going to trip you, maybe, but I'm not going to trip you. But like, if you could stop right before the finish line, let me go ahead. Cool. But mm-hmm. like, you know,
for
we
sure.
can play on the field and have a good time and still know what our friendship is outside of it. You know, regardless of what happens.
Yeah.
I even said it to Tori in last episode, like, you're one of the guys that I would, you know, almost bite off my own arm for. Like, I mm-hmm. always will try my hardest for you.
Well, it was pretty cool how the end of this episode sort of spoke to, you know, our relationship. And I think there's a lot of behind the scenes that they don't really know about and they don't really understand that this mm-hmm. this nomination ceremony was almost like the ending to, like, a good mobster movie. It was like people were getting shot up left and right. You know, Anissa didn't know who she was going with. I went with Anissa, and it was like me and her kind of rode on this one together. Mm-hmm. You know, because of our long history together. Like you said, 24 years old. Shit, I was 20 on that first challenge, and you know, we've had tons of awesome moments since then. But
and one, I was mad at you one time in that long. That's how I was mad at him for a day, I think. That's it.
How about on Inferno 3 when I blacked out and yelled at you and you guys put me in the back of the bus and I just slept there while you guys partied?
You know, sometimes that shit happens. I don't even remember that because you were fucked up, so it's cool.
We were both fucked. Oh, man.
We've got some funny times.
So, like, Derek, when you saw this challenge, and Anissa, when you guys saw this challenge where you had to jump across this obstacle course on this moving truck, what was your strategy going into it? Derek, you first.
So Hisela and Anissa go first. And just to preface it even more, we're literally looking at this truck and we're seeing the beams and we're thinking, like, we're not going to be able to make that jump. Like, I'm not going to be able to make that jump. I don't know how the girls are going to be able to make that jump, but I don't think that I'm tall enough or long enough to make that jump. And if I do, like, I might miss. You know what it reminded me of, Tori? Remember when we had to on Dirty
the Bells?
Well, yeah, we had to walk out on the balance beam and it looked like there's no way we can touch that and come back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not the bells. The bells were...
I know what you're talking about. The line that you had to walk.
Yeah, the balance beam that you'd walk out, tap it, and somebody falls in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and someone falls to their... almost to their death, right?
Or yeah, I fell.
Oh, okay, yeah. But it terrifying. Didn't... But remember, it looked so far away. And, you know, once you get up there, it's like, it's pretty close. And they tell you that the challenge gods are like,
I mean,
they're like,
it's still far away.
Yeah. So, okay. Back to the truck and the obstacle course on the truck. Like, I'm like, all right, this is really cool. I'm going second. So this isn't going to help my turn. Right. Cause I'm going to go mm-hmm. back and I'm cool with all the guys. And after I go, I get like, you know, I get three balls in, but it's like mm-hmm. I'm jumping full body dive to the long jump, whereas like some of these guys later Mark Long, and I don't even know if maybe Kellyanne was doing the same, but I feel like eventually people were going for the like doing the jump and yes missed and fell, and I'm not sure what the other guys did, but I was doing a full out dive burpee. Fucking jump up, muscle up mm-hmm. to the next one, you know, climb over it. And that was my rhythm. And it took me mm-hmm. about the third when I was like, okay, now you have to go. You've gotten it like a little bit of momentum. You know that you're not going to like completely fall off this thing. And eventually, like, I went, but it was like I was hesitating too many times because you're up there and it's so scary. This fucking truck is moving. You know,
like 50 miles per hour, 40 miles per hour. What did it feel like?
I don't even know.
It felt fast and it was windy and you were going backwards. It was so windy. We had we had goggles on because the dust was just in your face, but you're also unstable and they don't tell you, you can't touch the side of the truck or you're out.
Yes.
So you literally just have to go there, like start and you have to let go and just go for it.
So
you could touch the beams with your hand, right? That's in front of you, but you can't touch like the side of the truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your instincts are gonna be like,
fall that way. Yeah.
Like, help me. You know, your instincts are just gonna be like, let me touch this
truck. Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
So yeah, eventually, what ends up killing me on this one and you don't really, you know, think about it. Like for me, I'm like, I'm playing against a 50-year-old guy. Yes, he's going last. Yes, we all told him, listen, don't be scared. You just gotta go for it. You're probably not gonna fall. And he's just like, all right, shit, I'm just gonna go for it. And like, you know, Mark proves at 50 years old that he's a fucking badass. And his length, really, I think, helped him because I'm like doing a straight up muscle up on these things to get over and doing a full jump. And he's just like walking, stepping,
right?
You know,
right.
So, going first always sucks.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so dope to watch you guys go at it and you still did really well. Yes, Mark comes out with the win, but you guys all go back to the house now and there is this big decision to make. And like you said, this deliberation was fucking spicy because people were saying each other's names. Nobody knew what they wanted to do. And, you know, Yes has this amazing speech, right? Where it's like, it's not really intense, but like, I feel like it swayed people's votes. What was your opinion of Yes's speech at this deliberation?
Back it up to the house, Derek. Because I think that's important to talk about what we talked about first when we immediately got home. So what happened at delivery?
I even got more that stems from Hisela. So, as you know, we always try to find sneaky ways where we can communicate and no one else can hear except for maybe you and that one person, right? So before we get on the bus, the bags are still outside, Anissa, and I go out there to grab everyone's bags so they have a nice clean walk and chat without our bags, right? I go out there and I grab everyone's bags and Anise and Hisela walks out there too. And I'm like, what do you want? Like, what do you want to do? I know you're going in, like, give me something. She goes, I don't care who it is, as long as it's not you or Alton. And I was like, okay, cool, fair game. That's easy.
That's
enough.
What she said?
To start. This is how it all started.
She basically was like, I don't care which guy goes in as long as it's not you, Derek, and it's not Alton.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. I can work with this. But this is like a quick conversation, like no deliberation, no, not much like thinking. It's just like spur of the moment. You know, who do you want? You know, you got 2 seconds to tell me your plan. And no one else is going to know except for me and you. Right. So, and you know, I was trying to look out for you and Hisela, for as long as I could. Like this was, we talked, you know, you're like, oh, no one's talking to me yet. I'm like, okay, well, I should probably talk to her. Anyway, so eventually we get into the house and I go into the room where the guys are at. It's Eric, Yes, in Darrell's room. I go straight down there. What do you guys want to do? And they're like, let's go Alton. I'm like, I'm going to vouch for Alton. Like I've been living with Alton and Hisela also doesn't want Alton. So I'm like, no, I'm going to vouch for him. I can do that now in this game at this point. Later on, if we went one more week, fucking complete explosions all over the place. But this is where it ends, luckily. And for me, it's easy. They throw Alton's name. I say no. Anissa, you're in there. I go, let's go Nehemiah. He's been talking shit. We've been kind of butting heads a little bit. Like, this is an easy vote for me. Let's go Nehemiah, right? And then it seems like pretty clear cut there. And then Anissa has her breakdown. You know, I'm not fucking going into elimination. she literally, like, she's like, whoever picks me, I'm not going in. And I'm like,
I'm going to sit in the sand.
Yeah. I'm like, listen.
I love that.
You're going in no matter what. Whoever goes in there, you're going in. And you're like, well, I'm not playing then. And I was like, fuck.
I mean,
you got a point.
I had to do what I had to do. Yeah, I literally, I mean, you guys know I would have never quit.
Well, right.
I threatened to quit. Yeah. I threatened that I would sit in the sand and make sand angels.
I don't blame you.
I was thinking, that's going to be on TV. And
oh, well, you got to do what you got to do. It's the end.
Yeah. And so, and then I'm like, all right, this is pretty good. Now, keep in mind, we got about 15 more minutes to like take a shower, get dressed and ready, and not deliberate, right? So I've already spent 15 minutes talking to Hisela and three guys in that room and Anissa. So, all right, I got the numbers are coming together, you know, and this should be okay. This should be an easy vote. Then I go upstairs, fucking tables flipped right in front of my face. Boom.
Oh, man.
All right. I think, you know, and to Hisela's defense, right? She's been playing this like super diplomatic game that like I haven't seen since I've watched the people before me on the challenge, like where there's like tears, you know, like you do, like if you finish in the top three, you get a couple points, right? If you, you know, and if you continue doing well, like you don't go in. So a lot of Hisela's game was, let's do this fair. So as she did her number crunches 15 minutes later, she's like, look, the only fair way to do this is to put two people in or put people in that haven't been in yet. And I'm like, well, fuck, that's me. And then she's like, except for you and Alton, except for you. And I'm like, all right. So I'm safe. I'm feeling safe either way until Jemmy fucking shoots me in the back with Johnny pop out in the, in the nominations. So, and also Nehemiah goes up there and he's like, I feel like I kind of get cornered by Nehemiah at this point. Like, haven't really talked game with him, kind of like talking trash all the way through. And he comes in and now he's got Hisela on his side and he's got Alton on his side. And I had just got done telling Alton, listen, they're talking about putting you in. You just got to play ball with me. Like, bottom line, like, you got to stick with the mob right now. Like, you have the it's either you or Nehemiah, and you got to stick with me and the numbers that I have and just vote Nehemiah. Right.
Right.
Then Hisela comes in and she's like, no. It's not going to be Nehemiah. It's going to be either Darrell or yes. And I want yes to go in. Or it's one of you motherfuckers. And so I'm just like, oh my God. So I literally like made an agreement with like 10 people in like a matter of 15 minutes. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Sure. And then I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do. And like Anissa was down there and like, it was a complete mess because then you hear the yes speech, you know?
Right.
And then I'm like, I'm not voting for Darrell and I'm not voting for Alton.
Right.
So, and it was between yes and Nehemiah. And like, I kind of went with Anissa too. It was like, you kind of went with like, I don't know. I felt like I was getting
closer. Well, no one knows. I voted second. I didn't vote last. I set that off thinking because Jemmy was like, Hisela's not fucking here. And I was like, okay. Well, then I'm going to vote how I feel. That's why I was bent over because I said Nehemiah's name right after that because I first was going to say Nehemiah and then I was like, okay, maybe I could do yes. But then I couldn't look yes in the eye and actually say yes because we were cool the whole time. He's the only guy that was saying to me, I'll pull you up that mountain if I have to, if we're in the final. Like, I will make sure you get to the top of that motherfucker. And was my friend through it and you need your sanity. We were close. So for me, like, who do I trust with everything right now? It's yes. Who has performed overall really well the whole time? Yes. Who stepped up to be captain? Yes. Who makes a difference in each day for me?
Yeah.
Who makes me French press? Yes. Who am I going to be friends with after this? Who do I talk to?
French press.
Yes. So that actually influenced my decision. I was the second person to go. No one else had to vote for Nehemiah. I could have been the only person, but clearly other people had that on their mind. Why people got mad at me? I don't fuck it. They need somebody to be mad at.
Well, let me kind of, you know, help break that down too a little bit more.
Thank you.
We were kind of like the mouthpiece for Hisela, right? So this was like an extremely emotional time for me too, because it was like you made all these agreements with everybody, and you want Hisela to, you don't want to turn your back on Hisela. I don't think neither me or Anissa wanted to, but we went in there and me and Anissa were first and second to go to vote.
Right.
It was like Nehemiah went and he voted for yes. Kendall voted for Alton. And right. then Jemmy voted for me. I voted for Nehemiah. And it kind of went around the horn. And of course, the shots back and forth were taken yes in Nehemiah. And then it ended up being you as like the final vote, which made this kind of a little bit more dramatic. But it was more dramatic in the moment because Anissa went first. And Anissa was either going to vote for yes or Nehemiah. And I think because we both had an alliance, somewhat a friendship, looking out for each other, whatever you want to call it, with Hisella. So we went out there, we basically spoke for her, and then we went against her. 1-2, right. Just like that, bang, bang.
Right.
And then, so Nehemiah basically said, like, fuck Derek a couple too many times in there, where I was just like, I felt like yes has always been the dad I never had, you know? And I always like looked up to him, like ever, like he has this like aura about him. He's just like this, like Mark's an awesome dude. Darrell's an awesome dude. Yes is like fucking just like these guys. And
yeah.
He gives off that aura. And like you said, he does it every single day. So it was hard to like look at yes and be like, I'm going to vote you in. He's like, I'm going to vote my dad into his like doom and his demise. And also, Eric wanted Nehemiah. Like Eric right. wanted Nehemiah. Like in the end, like, yes, Hisella wanted yes. Eric wanted Nehemiah. Like you got to pick somebody. Like,
right.
And someone's going to be the asshole, Tori. Someone's going to be the asshole.
For sure.
It was me. It was me. I the asshole.
You get to see that because clearly after the deliberation is over, Nehemiah gets voted in. Everybody goes out to that really cute little bar and then shit starts to pop off. Conversations are being had. And Anissa, mm-hmm. I'm sure watching this back was frustrating because what was it like to see some of the conversations that occurred at that bar that involved you that you didn't know were happening?
I mean, I watched them happen.
Yeah.
I was like, but I know they're talking about me right
but
now.
But did you hear what they were saying? Or
no.
Okay.
No. But I knew Hisella was like, no, I'm done. I'm like, all right, if that's how you want to do this, I've never ended a friendship over, you know, something so small, but we clearly are very different when it comes to those kinds of things. And for me, like, I just think very unnecessary drama filled shit was just put into that. She right. was like, well, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I didn't have time to run back up to you and tell you that I'm mm-hmm. going to change my mind. It happened in the moment. And it yeah. also was like, I'm looking at Derek like, I love Derek and Nehemiah came for him. And I know Derek will help me up the mountain too.
Yeah.
I wanted to, whatever was going to happen if I made it in that final. And the way that we kept getting paired up, I'm like, if we get paired up in the end, I want to know that these gentlemen are going to be the same gentlemen that helped me every time we were on teams together. Mm-hmm. And that really rooted for me and pushed for me and had faith in me and supported me.
And I think for me too, like I really wanted to see you make it into this final. And then after hearing you say, you know, it's been 10 years, Darrell's asking you, why are you crying? And you said, it's been 10 years. You know, for me, it was also like a goal. And maybe we never talked about this, but shit, I haven't talked about it on my podcast. I'm like, mm-hmm. I want to see her win. I want to see her get to a final. I want to see her win a final, you know? So mm-hmm. I think just even subconsciously, like, you know, we teamed up not even knowing how strong, you know, we can work together. And in that moment when we voted Nehemiah in 1 and 2, we were working together subconsciously. And mm-hmm. I think we still both had a lot of love for Hisella, and I still felt bad for mm-hmm. not giving Hisella her wishes. But I also would have felt really bad if I didn't give Eric his wishes. Right, and I also right. would have felt bad if I would have fucking shot, you know, yes right there. You know, so the only rational thought after you went that way and we went together. We went together with this vote and voted mm-hmm. Nehemiah in. Because that's what we felt best on our conscience with the people around us, trying to mm-hmm. spread ourselves to and give everyone what they want. And that was kind of like, I think in the end, the most.
It was so hard to do because I love Hasela. Like the last thing I'd want to do is go against her. And I knew, maybe not in the moment it was reality, but I was like, there is a chance, but there would have been, there may have been a chance anyway if I voted yes and he thought I could do it.
Yeah.
Any of those guys could have pulled me in. I had the highest chance of going in out of any girl, no matter which guy I picked.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was just going to come down to whatever it was. I mean, to be honest with you, seeing that matchup, obviously Nehemiah picks Kendall, and like now it's Hasela and Big Easy going up against Kendall and Nehemiah. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I thought Kendall and Nehemiah were going to win this. Like, obviously Hasela falls and she gets a little hurt, but Big Easy pulls this one on his by himself and puts these rings up and gets up there, and like Nehemiah is like looking back and definitely worried that, you know, he's catching up. Do you think that Nehemiah got flustered in that moment? Or do you think that Kendall was shocked? Like, what was going through your head when you saw them losing?
I think because it's a chain, and mm-hmm. he was trying to, you need to stretch out the chain, right? Mm-hmm. So it's as little as like not straightening out your chain completely. Because I'm thinking that like maybe there was like a, if your chain isn't, if you've ever messed with like a chain before, and you're not going to think of, this is all hindsight, right?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. how does his one part of the chain not completely make it to its little pole when right. it's already been measured out? Like, it should just connect.
Go.
Do you think the links were like bent up and he didn't straighten out like the links in the chain?
Yes. Yeah, so for your, gotcha. For your future knowledge, Tori, if you ever have to fuck with chains,
okay,
all right, make sure that they're straightened out and there's no hiccup in the chain, you
kink,
know, because a kink, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's the problem that Nehemiah came into, and you're trying to go so fast, and right. and Big Easy, everything is going so smooth for him. Mm-hmm. Listen, he's not even using his partner, right? Like,
right.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, Hasela has like a knee injury, basically, does have a knee injury, and straighten out the chains. I mean, every second counts
definitely
in an elimination like that. So you need both people. So I don't want to leave one out.
No, 100%. Like, I got goosebumps because I'm rewatching it now, and in real time, like, she was down. And you could see she tries to slide down the pole. They have one more ring to go, right? He gets all his rings up. They get all their rings up way faster than Kendall and Nehemiah. Mm-hmm. But she's on top of his she's like feet on top of his shoulders to try to reach the top so he could get these heavy ass rings and chains over the top. And so they think they're done, and they're like, go, go, go. And then Eric's like, no. So there's like a small struggle to where she kind of falls to her knees on his shoulders. Then she kind of stands back up, and they get this one last ring off and pull it over.
She never came off his back.
No, she didn't.
I don't think.
She didn't, but there's like a small
there's a hiccup. Shit. And then they were like, let's get this one ring. He goes over and doesn't let her down. She's like, I'll just slide down. It's the way she landed.
Yes.
Messed her knee up.
Yeah. She slid down.
She also tried to do some sexy stripper shit, she said to me, where she was like, I was trying to be like J-Lo and get down there.
I love that.
But it was like a no. It was more like a no-no.
Yeah. I texted her and I was like, it was like you tried sliding down the pole, but just like missed the slide.
Poor girl. I know. And it's awful because like I love her. I'm watching her in pain. I'm like, get a medic! Like totally freaking out, forgetting every fight you've ever been in, because the one thing you don't want to see is anybody hurt, especially someone you care about.
Of course.
The bitch still sealed her body over. She did a whole actual animal seal.
Seal slide.
She like slinkied over. She did the seal slide and still managed to be a useful partner.
Yeah. So it's like as she's like getting up and trying to help Eric, I got goosebumps watching it because I was like, man, dude, she really fucking went for it. She helped as much as she could. Maybe just her straightening out those chains, like you said, was the game changer.
Yeah.
While those two over there are trying to like muscle it.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, if you remember, Derek, Kendall was shaking. Kendall was so cold. I don't even know if she could straighten her hands out.
Dude,
she was having a hard time with those rings, which is unfortunate.
It's so unfortunate.
That's why I like to be thick on these things, so you could be got a little cushion, got a little warmth.
It's so unfortunate because she didn't wasn't really supposed to go in there. Obviously, if you're a strong female, you're prone to go into these eliminations now because guys want strong partners. But inevitably, Nehemiah drags Kendall down to her fate, which is being eliminated from the challenge. I mean, I feel bad for her. I think she had a fucking awesome season. I think that I know that maybe people don't necessarily like her and maybe she doesn't vibe with the house, but bro, she had a good season. She fought like a beast and you can't take that from her.
No, you can't.
Were you afraid to see, Derek, were you afraid to compete against Kendall in a final?
No, but I wouldn't have mind, maybe being teamed up with her either. I know that it was her, Kellyanne, Anissa, those were the ones you wanted to probably run with and, do that final with, if you're really gonna break it down. So that's what it is. And to Kendall, she did good. She, kind of scared us at the beginning. Who is this person? She's not able to spit out. She's not even able to defend herself in a nomination. She's not able to jump through this fucking platform. Mm-hmm. How is she going to do in the rest of this game? Then she came in, she did the elimination against Trishelle, did really good, listened to Darrell and his direction. So after that, she did the
Mark elimination.
Yeah. And she fumbled the ball a couple times with that rope and Katie beat her a couple times, which was very impressive on Katie's part. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But she does that elimination and now she does well on the ropes. She does well on the log challenge.
She was the first girl down. She did do really well. And that was what was whoa. And Kellyanne even said it, she was she's going to be really good. I'm like, well, hello.
You're right.
Right. Yeah, but this is the point that we haven't talked about is Tori, everybody has a different game, right? So, Anissa's game is fuck, what am I supposed to do with this one if I got to run against her in a final, right? Mm-hmm. And she's been saying that from the beginning, kind of, and so at some points we're Anissa, fuck, I don't know if I really want her around either because she's not taking simple commands. But as time went on, she started, proving herself. And, she's kind of, coming out of her shell, and she was probably Nehemiah's best chance to win.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to want to see her, in a physical it's a physical elimination in the dirt with Anissa. Anissa's probably going to take it versus most of the girls, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As far as the challenges go, on a daily, she's doing pretty damn good. She's up there with the top three girls every single time.
Yep.
So to see her it's the craziest thing is when they started doing these double eliminations, these team eliminations, guess what? Whoever you pick and you lose, you're taking their chances of $500,000 also.
Right.
So
yeah. Do you mess somebody? Do you fuck somebody over or do you take your best chance to win? And I think that's what Nehemiah was doing. He was like, I could pick Anissa and just say, F it. And if we lose, that's karma, bitch. Or I could pick Kendall and give myself a real chance.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he was thinking.
Well, he picked what he picked. And they go home for them, but it is nice to see Big Easy and Hisela lock themselves into the final. And then all of you guys lock yourselves into the final. So this is a breath of fresh air now. I know what that feeling is like when you're told, okay, you're going to the final. The best feeling in the world. So, how good did it feel for both of you to hear that?
I was crying, clearly. Very excited. Yeah. I was also shit, am I really ready for this?
You're about to find out.
I've been asking for it. It's put up or shut up now. So, yeah, the nerves start to kick in, but a sigh of relief that I don't have to deal with this shit. And I didn't have to go against Hisela. And we both get to go in. And we both get to run a final together, which we said we wanted to do from day one. So all is good in the universe.
And
except she's not talking.
And for me, I don't know if you remember this, but you could recall, Tori, the last time I ran a final was in Argentina.
Yeah, I remember. We were there, buddy.
Yep. Yep. Around the same time, you were getting your Rookie of the Year nods.
Thank you.
And I finished in second. So I feel like there's only one job left for me to get done here, so is to finish in first place in Argentina, where ironically, I finished my original Road Rule season, finished in second place the last time I was running the final Argentina 3 years, 4 years ago. And how poetic would it be if I could get the job done here?
So, absolutely.
I'm not celebrating yet.
I'm very excited to watch this next episode. You know, it's been a crazy season across the board. It's been so interesting to watch. And Derek, like, I'm sure that you have, obviously, you've been so connected in the challenge world, even if you haven't been on the show because of Challenge Mania. You've been just being such an awesome source for people. People love listening to your podcast with Scott. So do you think you had an advantage going into this season because you study the show so closely?
I think it's a double-edged sword. I think that in some cases, you know, they may think, oh, he's friends with everybody. He talks to everybody about personal shit. You know, maybe he's a threat. On the other side, it's like, maybe I can use him as an ally. On the third side, it's like, yeah, I go in there and I we dissect all of these competitions, eliminations, arguments, game moves. Mm-hmm. So I think it's somewhat of an advantage to have, you know, continued to break down our sport like it's SportsCenter. I don't think it can hurt unless people are like, oh, he talks to too many people, you know?
Right.
I think that's just
Well, I think it worked in your favor because you didn't even go into the elimination this season. Well, number one, because you performed well. Number two, because you had enough people on your side. So, like, that's like a goal. That's a dream to be able to go and live through a challenge season, to be able to play in the games and to not have to risk it to go home. Like, so I think that it did probably work in your favor. I mean, like, you have been doing the Challenge Mania podcast for almost 4 years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Like, what? And you've analyzed so many different things.
You should have won trivia. Sorry. Sorry, that just came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
That's for the KISSING.
You crushed that. Yes.
It should have been you.
It's all right. I finished second place on Dirty 30. I'm happy with that one.
Yeah, that was a hard season. Yeah.
I mean, in the trivia challenge.
Oh, you finished second in both. What has been your favorite challenge moment in recent history since you've, you know, watched it?
There's been so many like rewarding moments, and you know, finishing second on Dirty 30, it was cool. I feel like I got a consolation prize by going against Joss in that elimination, and having just that's like the fucking Art of War. Type of elimination and like for me, I feel like a lot of these battles, a lot of the stuff that Anissa, the 22 eliminations that you've been in, and Tori when you fucking clocked Jenny in that hall brawl, like you know, to all the pole wrestles, to all the bloodshed, you know, on the dirt. I feel like that was like the ultimate moment for me was that Joss elimination, obviously. But I think it's time for a new one, you know. And parts of me feels like, because I was so elusive and trying to stay out of elimination, because that's what you're supposed to do. I almost feel like I need the taste. I feel like now you want to get in there.
It makes it worth it almost. I fought for this shit.
Like I feel like a vampire that like needs his blood, you know?
Yeah. Bring it out, Derek. Bring it out.
I wish I could see Tori's face right now. She's so excited.
Yeah.
That's why I was trying to go in sometimes. I'm like, you know, I'll go in. I want to taste it. I want to feel it.
Yeah, there was a rumor going around, like somebody dropped it, that there that one time that I think it was like Nehemiah. Were you trying to, Anissa, can you help me with this question? Because I think that you were trying to get people to vote you in, and then Nehemiah said your name, right? And then he was the only one.
What happened was it was between Easy and Alton, and I knew exactly who I was going to vote for. And here comes Derek just trying to save the day. You know what? I'll go in. I'm like, Derek, shut up. No one was even talking to you or about you. Shut your mouth. And Nehemiah just threw it out like, oh yeah, I'll vote for Derek. And then Derek was like, oh, I'll just throw it back to Nehemiah, thinking it's playful. And I was telling Tori, we walked back on that long ass little trail, and Nehemiah's like, why would you do that? Like, you almost had the best guy in here vote himself in.
Hey.
And I'm like, 'cause he's my damn friend. Like, what do you mean?
And it was really just to get that taste, you know? And it was
I didn't
also,
want you to taste anything. I wanted your mouth to be dry and crusty the whole fucking time. I wanted you to be so thirsty you were going to die. I wanted you to be absolutely parched because losing you would have made me so upset because you aren't just like a person there. You're like an experience.
Yeah.
And you are such best. A good time and you have such a good heart. I'm probably one of your biggest fans. I always root for you. Sometimes mm-hmm. I've rooted for you more than myself. So for me, I want you to be there with me, especially like if I'm trying to get to this final and we look like we're on a good path. Yeah. If we get here together, that's even better. That's even sweeter. Like, let's fucking do it. So Derek, since you're the master now of podcasts, you've become the podcast master. Especially all when it comes to all things challenge, because I did a little dive and I was like researching other podcasts after Tori and I were asked to do this one. This is actually recently, and I've heard some other podcasts about the challenge, and I'm like, wow, this is really dull. But yours is amazing, and the fans are even more amazing and loyal and incredible. What's it like to cover it now that you're back on a show?
Well, we call them Challenge Maniacs, so big shout
out. Sorry. Shout out to the Challenge Maniacs. You guys make cookies and other things, and you guys are incredible, and I just love that you guys love us.
And after the pandemic, we'll be doing some Challenge Mania live shows.
Can't wait to be a part of it.
I want to come.
Yeah. Well, we have a good time. We definitely have a good time. So shout out to the Challenge Maniacs. And thanks for the question. I think it's just cool breaking down my sport, you know, like that's how I feel this all went down. This is how the rabbit hole happened. And now our sport is even bigger than ever. So the fact that I get to, after college, play the challenge essentially and be a competitor on it for almost 10 years, just like you would do a professional sport. And then I could come back and analyze it just like your Daniel Cormiers of the world, just like your Dominic Cruzes of the world that still go out there and fight in MMA fights and contend for championships. Now, luckily with All Stars, you know, maybe there's room to do both. You know, maybe once in a great while, they're like, hey, Derek, why don't you go play with these assholes that you've never met before? Because it's going to be more entertaining. Listen, it's going to be more interesting when Derek doesn't know the people. All right. It's gonna be a lot because Derek's gonna want to be the fucking alpha, and Derek's gonna want to be the bigger badass, and he's gonna want to fight people. Okay, that's just gonna happen when you put him in a crop of dogs that he's never met before. But if you want to see the fun, really, really fun Derek, doesn't give a fuck about anything. The old Derek, like you're gonna go and watch him on the All Star Challenge, right? But now the beauty of it is I get to watch. Break down my sport as you play it, Tori, and as you grow and evolve, you know, as in your own legacy. And I continue to get to, you know, watch Anissa, you know, blossom in whatever direction her story trajectory goes. Like my whole goal has always been to tell the story that is not completely told. I want to celebrate. My goal has always been to celebrate every person that has put a challenge uniform on and made a moment. And because of TV purposes, you're not going to get that. You're not going to. And I learned the hard way because it's like, damn, I went on this show and I spent 2 months there and that's all my story was to you. Hold up.
I know.
Hold up. Because there's a whole bunch of other shit that fucking happened. And I want to tell you guys about it. And I know that, you know, the Tories of the world and the Nisas and the fucking Mark Longs who, like, you know, even people like Mark who come back from fucking ancient history and now his story continues.
Ancient history.
And even the new guys. Like, I love hearing the new people's stories. How'd it go? What's your origin story? Tell me your superhero story from before you became a superhero. You know, it's like, I like looking at it like this. And right now, like, I just love being able to take my sport and all the other fucking facets of entertainment that I've loved and enjoyed and kind of bring it into one.
Yeah.
And have a Challenge Mania shop and have a fucking Challenge Mania live show and the podcast and everything. Sorry for a long-winded answer, but
I love it.
No.
Wanted to be able to give everyone love there.
Yeah, dude.
You've been able to really turn it into something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've made it into something, I think, greater than you and Scott ever thought it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have had high hopes, but it definitely has turned into like a really big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing to listen to, you know, and you've had so many amazing guests on there, so many awesome episodes. And like, I'm just curious, like when you were filming All Stars, like were you going through the house and like watching things happen and then thinking about how you were going to talk about it later on the podcast? Like that must have been going through your head since that's the way your brain works.
It's the same reason why I never knew why they called me back to do 7 seasons of the challenge in a row. 6 seasons of the challenge when I first started, including Road Rules, was 7 shows in a row. And when I got to that last show, I was like, why the fuck do they keep calling me back? I have no idea. I have no clue. The same way I'm going to answer your question is like, no, I didn't think of the podcast for 1 second. The only thing I did was I brought the Maniac hoodie. I brought the Maniac hoodie in and I was like, yo, I want to show all the people that listen and that follow and that show love that like, yo, I'm a maniac too. And I'm out here representing us. But the rest of it is like, I just live in the moment. I just play like the best compliment I could ever get is literally what Anissa just said about 10 minutes ago. She said, Derek is an experience.
Yeah.
I'm like, honest, really? Really, Anissa? That's like one of the coolest things anyone's ever said.
Aw, I love that. You are, though. You definitely are. It's a pleasure to be around you.
That's what you are to me, because you're more than a friend. Like, you're something to experience. It's like more than just, like, being around you is something different. You know, like, you meet certain people on the challenge. Yeah. And you're like, oh, they're cool. I love them. Like, you know, I wish them well. And there's some people that you like really just always root for because you love just everything that they've ever brought to the table. You love their story. You love how things are progressing. You're happy for them when they win in life. You know, you're happy when they do well. And I think all around, like, I always want the best for you. Yes. So, yeah, you're a damn experience. And I'm glad I've gotten to experience you, that I continue to experience you, and that you get to share your experience with everybody else.
Well, you know what? You had an epic season, and you're continuing to, like, still put out amazing work. And hopefully we see you again on another All Stars. But, like, you know, from two people, you know, me and Anissa, we're just little baby podcasters out here. So from somebody with the amount of experience.
Little beginners.
Yeah, we're little baby beginners. Like, from somebody that has the amount of experience you do in podcasting, do you have any tips for us?
Look, you two are unique, and I appreciate the love. You guys are, you know, if not the monster already. I see your commercials on MTV on the weekends.
Hey!
On Wednesday nights and Thursday nights. We know where the advertising is going, okay? So, with all due respect, I appreciate the love for the experience and the longevity. But I would say, and this, the reason why your podcast works and our podcast works at the same time, and it's all love, is because you guys keep finding your own unique way of doing it. You take your experiences from even like your soccer days, Tori, you know, to like your experiences in the house and your relationship with people. And Anissa, like, dude, like you have the best partner in here. You have the best tag team champion on your side, Tori. I
love her to death.
She has, you know, she has more history than that trivia challenge.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
Ancient challenge history.
Oh, Jesus.
In the best way.
Preserved in a tomb in Egypt.
Okay. Yeah. So this brings me to my next question, which is my favorite and last question to ask everybody. But Derek, after hearing this answer, I'm expecting that this certain someone is also a part of your answer. So if you were to create a challenge Mount Rushmore from everybody who's ever done the challenge, you could put a few guys in there. You better put a few girls in there.
I don't have to be on there.
Who do you think? But think about it. It doesn't just have to be best challengers. Like, who makes the show? It's also a show. So go ahead, Derek. You're on the hot spot. He's standing up right now.
Two guys, two girls. Let's go. No pressure.
Okay, so
He had to stand up, everyone. I'm just letting you know Derek stood up to answer this question.
This is a tough question. I'm not going to include myself either. And when you talk two guys and two girls, I don't think I could include myself. I think I kind of come in as a supporting actor in the Mount Rushmore talk, in this situation.
I love you.
But, I'm going to have to give it to, there's just no way around it. Like, you have to give it to Johnny and CT for the guys.
Yeah.
Like, there is just no way around it. It's just like the time and the years, and the entertainment that those two guys have put in to this franchise. Mm-hmm. It's a franchise. As much as I want to see them both in elimination so I could prove myself against them, I still wouldn't be the face of the motherfucking show because they put in so much time. And then for the girls, like, I think it's sad that we don't get to hear from Coral anymore.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Coral was like she was easily the female face of the franchise for a little while there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I just feel like she helped make like reality TV, helped shape reality TV as a whole.
Yeah.
I think she was, and correct me if I'm wrong, Anissa, like at some point she was like reality TV. She was that girl. She was that person. Am I wrong?
She was like your original shit talker.
Yes. 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 She was
like the OG shit talker.
Yeah, she wasn't.
But she was smart too. You know? So yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. And then for the fourth, gosh, I wish I could put another. I can't. We're not using me and you, Anissa. Right, we're not using me.
No, it's okay. Yeah, you don't have to use me.
And it's hard not to put like Mike the Miz somewhere in here. And I want to find a girl, I think
so hard for you.
it's not that it's like Carl Maria.
I see that. It's like
Carl Maria made like. I left the game when Cutthroat, I believe, was Carl Maria's maybe second challenge, right? Mm-hmm. And I left her maybe like seven years, 10 seasons. And she was like this, not this quiet. Yeah, it was like, she just had nothing, like she had no business being on the challenge, right? Like she, like... wasn't like she rode a horse and you're like, okay, her skills are riding a horse and
she was really cute
and she likes Abe and this Abe, you know, this relationship here, it's like, I don't think it's gonna, you know, like, I don't know what's gonna happen here, but it's gonna be crazy, right? Definitely know it's gonna be crazy, and it was. And then she kind of like, you know, won the challenge, you know, won, like, you know, was the, you know, first female champion. Is, but in like the whole athletic, political, all that
stuff. So is she on Rushmore or not?
I really want to give it to Mike the Miz, but I needed to pick another
girl. You can put two guys.
You can give it to him. No, we're not going to gender, you know, we're not going to corner you and make you pick a gender. It's just pick whomever you want. Four people that are like, you know what? This show wouldn't be this show without these people. Or when I think about the show, I think about these people.
Yeah. Well, so and now it's like Darrell and
Derek. You know, it's like, we're cutting you off.
This is not Mount Rushmore. This isn't like the whole
Mount Everest of the Rushmore.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll give it to the Miz.
So everyone.
I love the answer. I think it's adequate. I think it works.
It's like now we're leaning into like who is, you know, like that takes that fourth spot, and I think that there's like a. Just like a conglomerate of what, you know, people have done in the challenge world, you know? And so Darrell, you know, winning four challenge championships in a row and him, you know, still being around, you know, going into this final for All-Stars. Like, so it's like, where do you put him in this whole thing?
You put him up there.
Toss, Do I toss Coral out
clearly,
now?
No, just leave Coral out there. You clearly are having an issue with this. Derek, take a seat. Sit down. I feel like you're sweating. Sit down.
I can't.
See, this is why I said that Derek's an experience. We asked him for one answer on four people. He will give you an essay. He will also stand up and make a production. You can actually watch him. You can see him think.
Oh, my God.
And I don't want you to hurt your head trying to be fair and think about everything, because we clearly know that you could write a thesis on this. But we don't have time for a thesis. I think that it's fair to say we are all unique and wonderful in our own way. And some people belong up there. But it really depends on who's picking them.
All right, Derek, you're trying to get something out. I've heard you say it 20 times. What are you trying to get out over there?
It makes me feel like we're back in that deliberation where we either got to pick yes or Nehemiah, Anissa. I feel like we're back in there. It's hard. It's really hard to pick.
I'm making the same decision.
Yeah.
Because I followed my gut.
It's because
So what's your gut say?
It's because I got love for all these people, you know.
I know.
And they've also helped me with the success of the podcast also. You know, if it wasn't for all these stories and all these people and all the love that everyone showed me, you know, like us, me, Scott, the community, the live shows, like it wouldn't exist. So yeah. It's hard for me to be like, oh, this one's better than this one. It's like,
No, it's okay.
They're all fucking superheroes, man. They're all superheroes. And they've all played a big part in there being 36 going on 37 seasons of the challenge. The beginning of a new franchise of Challenge All-Stars, and hopefully it's just the beginning of more. And it's kind of like you have to give love to the people that have paved the way. So including
Absolutely.
You, Anissa.
Absolutely.
Including you.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your success with your guys' podcast. And
aww,
thank you.
Wishing you guys all the best with all that.
Listen, Derek, it's honestly been an honor to have you on the show. We absolutely adore you. You are just the one and only Derek. You're the one and only Pitbull, man. You've made your stake in the game. You got to give yourself some credit, too.
You are a Pitbull.
So, seriously.
I don't think there's anybody else that's a Pitbull
no,
like you.
No, there's no one like Derek. Are you kidding me? I've never seen, like, Anissa, we were there when the Joss thing happened, and that was just a recent moment in Derek's history.
That was hours.
Like, that shit was crazy. Nobody understands.
But I was like, that's my boy. Yeah. I wasn't surprised. I was like, oh, what do you mean? You give a dog a new chew toy. He fucks it up.
He fucked it up. Well, Derek,
no offense, Joss. Joss, shout out to you, you sexy man.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Beautiful being.
Oh, my God. Well, Derek, seriously, thank you so much for coming on the show, Derek. And seriously, we love you so much. Where can we follow you? How can we support you? And, yeah, just give us everything that you want the listeners to know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at Derek MTV. You can listen to Challenge Mania. It's available on all platforms. We interview people every week. We also do a bonus podcast breaking down. It's kind of like the shit you should have heard is our bonus podcast series. That's like the stuff that I can only say behind the scenes, because if I said it out loud, I'd probably get in a lot of trouble. So that's that's at patreon.com/challengemania. That's patreon.com/challengemania for the extra good.
Mm-hmm. The censored content. Ooh, well, the uncensored content.
Yeah, because if they really heard, like if everyone heard, like, you know, my deepest inner thoughts, I'd probably be getting in trouble.
we won't let you get in trouble over here, Derek.
No, this was fun. This was fun. Yeah. And then I'm just giving my co-host a shout out too. At Shot of Jaeger, follow him. He does a great job. You know, helping.
He's an amazing guy. I'm a big fan of Scott. He's so damn funny. He's so smart. Love him.
Yeah. He plays his role in making this All-Stars thing happen too. So you know, and just big shout out to everyone that's played a part. Yeah, man. I'm at Derek MTV. He's at Shot of Jaeger. We're Challenge Mania. On all platforms, challengemaniapodcast.com. Also, and for the extra bonus good stuff, patreon.com/challengemania. Thank you, everybody. Love you, Anissa and Tori.
I love you.
Love you. Thank you so much, Derek. You're the best. Shout out to Derek Kaczynski, man. I, like you said, Anissa, he is an experience. There is nobody like him, and it was amazing to have him on the show.
Yes, I love Derek so much. Thank you for taking your time out to talk to us about everything challenge related. So you are an encyclopedia of
everything challenge.
He also gave us some really good scoops, a lot of inside confidential details. But Anissa, this is the last segment of the podcast where we talk about a confidential secret from the challenge. And I know you have more tea to spill. So give me a secret from this episode.
See, you set me up like I'm about to tell like the illest fucking most incredible secret. But it's really just like something kind of cool that, so during this elimination with Big Easy and Nehemiah, Kendall and Hisella, Big Easy goes up his ladder. They said create a ladder and rings the bell. No horn. Rings the bell again. No horn. So I'm like, does he have to stand on the top thing? So basically, production had never expected anyone to build a ladder like that. They thought it was supposed to be crisscrossed. They just said build a ladder. They didn't say build a ladder crisscross. So Easy built a ladder in a way they never thought of. So shout out to Big Genius. Okay? Genius Easy.
No way.
Easy Genius. Okay, that's his new name. Big Easy Genius.
Oh my God. That's a really cool secret.
Yeah.
Like you would never know
they
that.
And that's why they didn't, that's why they wouldn't, TJ didn't blow the horn because production was like, no. You know, and Augustina's like, no. You know, and everybody's like, what the fuck's going on? And you look up and you're like, oh, he did do that.
Wow. So he built it in a crisscross and it was supposed to just be like a straight up ladder?
No, he built it straight. And they anticipated everybody to do it like Kendall and Nehemiah did it.
Oh, I wasn't even looking that closely at the details. So yes, I'm gonna have going to go back and rewatch
which I
that.
Totally thought was supposed to happen. I never imagined to do it straight, which also gives, I think, gives you like the perfect amount of slack and allowed for there to not to be as many like turns in the chain. Because Hisella did her part by, that's why it was so important to straighten it out. Because even one little kink in the chain would not allow you to make it from ring to, like from knob to knob where your ring would go.
Wow. Well, you know what? That is a great secret. Anissa, number one, thank you for telling us. Number two, thank you for making it so far and having all these secrets to tell us. And congrats on making it to the final.
Thanks. I'm going to the final.
It's the final.
First final. I'll talk in 10 to you guys. I can't wait to talk. Well, it's actually been longer than 10. I did the math on it. It's probably like 13.
Wow.
But who knows?
So
I should have done it in seasons. Thanks, girl. I mean, I've been to two finals before. This isn't my first time, but they have changed, you know. They went from one day to I am expecting 2 or 3 days on this one. I mean, everything's been so grueling. I think they're going to push us to the fucking limit.
I can't wait to watch, and I can't wait to be proud of you and rooting you on no matter what. So everybody, make sure you send Anissa some love in the DMs as she prepares for this final. Anissa, where can they DM you?
You can find me on Instagram at AnissaMTV. That's AnneesaMTV. Send me listener questions. You can send me some of your confidential stuff. I'm kidding. I just meant actual secrets. Telling me, you know, maybe what I should tell Letarian, like maybe some cute little flirty suggestions. Tori, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Tori_Deal. I'm going to be rooting for Anissa. I want to see the best Anissa art. If you have a third grader or a fourth grader or maybe a kindergartner, please have them draw a photo of Anissa with a crown preferably and send it to me. We would love to see some Anissa fan art over here.
Or if you're an adult that's really good at finger painting.
Yeah.
You don't really have to excel in it. But if you like to finger paint, we'll take some of that too. I appreciate adults of all ages. I adult art from people of all ages. And that's it.
Okay. All right, guys. Yes, we are looking forward to watching this finale and watching Anissa in it. So make sure you watch the biggest event in challenge history because this is the Challenge All-Stars. It's almost over and it's streaming now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
And then go behind the scenes with us on MTV's official Challenge podcast.